Similarly, if you have a passion for something, it's easy to see how you can turn that into a way of life. Stuart Race from Suffolk changed career to open his shop, The Woolpatch, 6 years ago, and today he's enjoying it as much as ever. Here's Dorothy with Stuart's life of yarn and fabric.
Stuart Race had been head of drama at a secondary school in Ipswich for 16 years when he decided to open his own yarn and fabric shop in Long Melford in Suffolk. I didn't know much about wool. I came over to the shop in the holidays to have a look, and as soon as I walked in, I just fell in love with the place, he says. He had always loved retail and had wanted to have his own shop for some time. That dream became a reality in 2016. Since he had taught in creative arts, Stuart had always had a passion for drawing, making and creating. As head of drama, he put on school shows and would work with the tech department to make costumes. There I was on September the 1st with a wool and fabric shop, knowing a little bit about fabric, but nothing about wool, he says. I had no idea what four-ply was, what Aran was, so it was really exciting because I was learning on the job, which actually is sometimes the best way to learn. But thanks to customers who helped him learn about wool and knitting, and through teaching himself via the internet, Stuart now knits and crochets. I've knitted various garments now. I'm dyeing yarn as well, he says. Stuart's Lavenham Blue collection includes fleece he sources locally before it is sent to a mill in Yorkshire. He hand dyes the wool himself. The fleece for the 2020 collection came from a flock of sheep at Newton, 10 minutes from his shop. He will soon be dyeing his next Lavenham Blue collection, this time using fleece from a farm near his home near Coddenham. He plans to launch the 2022 collection on September the 1st and hopes to have a Norwich Red too, which he is looking forward to hand-dyeing using madder. Norwich has a rich history of wool and dyeing, just like Lavenham, except Norwich became famous for its use of red, he says, so it's going to be very exciting. Meanwhile, he continues to take joy in crafts. When I go back to my days as an artist and drama teacher, that creativity of putting on a show and the lights and the set and the costumes, it is really like that with knitting and patchwork, he says. You're creating something, so you're using different stitches, different needles and different techniques. He adds, it was like learning a completely new language. But because it was creative, it definitely spoke to me. You can do so many things with it, so many effects. So it was really exciting to learn. And now I'm trying all sorts of things. Stuart has his own YouTube channel to promote the shop. He continues to teach himself and also learns from his customers who come to the knit and natter sessions at the Woolpatch. Some are into doing cabling, some are in to do Fair Isle, and some are in doing socks. Some are doing patchwork, some are doing embroidery, so I get to learn every day, he says. It's phenomenal. During lockdown, Stuart saw people revisiting the craft and others taking it up. I was making some vlogs on YouTube over that time, and people were sending in their finished pictures to have in the gallery. It was wonderful seeing that everyone was making, and I think that has continued on, he says. They're coming in now and wanting to learn to knit and to do more crafting. There's a big spread of age ranges now. People are knitting and crocheting and crafting a lot more. So it's really good.
Thank you, Dorothy. And Stuart makes mention there of how, during lockdown, he found that people were revisiting the crafts of knitting and embroidery and patchwork. And that has been true of so many of us in the last 2 years or so, hasn't it?